Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Bava Basra, Perik, Gimel, Mishnah, Dalid. Let's say I say, I was on this field for 3 years. I ate the fruits, I took the crops for 3 years. I have to bring Edom. Now, one group of Edom that come and say, yes, for 3 years, we saw him eat the field. He was eating all the pears of the field for 3 years. We saw him have the chazakah. Or it could be divided. One group comes and says, we saw it during year one. The first year, he ate from the pay rice. No one stopped him. Second group comes and says, we saw him during the second year. And a third group comes and says, we saw him during the third year. The person who's claiming the chazakah has to have Edom. But it could be one group of Edom for all 3 years or separate groups for each of the 3 years. Zakt de Mishnah Hayushnai. If two Edom, mi Edom Isai, testified for the one who's on the field, She'achala shalosh shanim, that he ate the crops of the field for 3 years. But then it turned out that venimsu zaimimim, they weren't good Edom. They turned out to be Edom zaimimim. I'm sure you remember what Edom zaimimim are. Two Edom, let's say Chayim and Shloima, come and say, yes, we saw this person who's on the field now. He was eating for 3 years. For 3 years in a row, he had the crop of this field. But then along come two other Edom, and they say, is that so? These two say they saw the one who's on the field now eat the pears for 3 years? They were with us, Imanu and Yisem. In a different place, they couldn't have possibly seen this. So now, these Edom that said, we saw the one who's on the field eat the pears for 3 years, they become Edom Zaimimim, and they have to suffer, because of their lie, the consequences of what they tried to do to the real owner of the field. They tried to rob him of his field. And Memela Mishalmin Loyasakail. These two Edom, Reuven and Shimon, that said, they saw this person eat the Torah for 3 years, they have to pay the real owner of the property the entire value of the property. Because they got together to say Edus, they plotted against him so that the real owner should lose his entire field. They lied when they said this person on the field ate the fruits for 3 years. Zakta Mishnah Weiter. Suppose Shnayim Bereshayna. Like we said in our case, we didn't have one group of Edom. Reuven Hashem didn't come and say that we saw him on the field for 3 years. Rather, Shnayim Bereshayna. Like we explained, two people came and said, oh, we saw him eat the pears during year number one. Ushnayim Bishni, another two came and said, oh, we saw him during year number two eating the pears. Ushnayim Bishlishis. And yet, a third group of two Edom came and said, we saw the third year that he was eating the pears. And then it turns out that they were all Edom Zaimimim. Other Edom came and said, you were with us. All these three groups were challenged. You say the first year you saw me to pairs, you were with us someplace else. The same is true for the second and third group. So they're all Edom Zaimimim, all three sets of Edus. But because each one said Edus only for 1 year, so therefore Mishalashin Beinehim. Each group will pay 1/3. You had three groups here for 3 years. Each one was like 1/3 of this lie. That they saw so-and-so eat the pears, so each one will pay 1/3. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, Shloisha Achim, if there were three brothers who each came to say Edus, that yes, it's true, this person that's occupying the field, now he ate the pears. What do you mean, brothers? Brothers can't be Edus together. Well, the way it worked over here was, you have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, three brothers. But Reuven came together with an outsider who was not a brother. Let's say Reuven came with Grinam and said, we saw the first year. Then Shimon comes along with Grinam and says, we saw the second year. And Levi, the third brother, comes along with Grinam and says, we saw the third year. So it's okay that they're brothers. That's not a problem. There were Shloisha Achim, three brothers, the Echad, and one, let's say Grinam, Mitztaref Imoy. He combined with each one of them. So on the one hand, they're Elu Shalish Edias. They're considered three separate Edus, and it doesn't bother us that they're brothers. We're not going to say, well, the Edus is no good. Brothers can't say Edus together. So what do you mean? Reuven testified about the first year, and then his brother Shimon comes and testifies about the second year? Two Edom that are brothers don't work, and the answer is no. Because all these 3 years are considered three separate testimonies. There's one group of Edus, Reuven and Grinam, that testify about the first year. There's another group, his brother Shimon and Grinam, that testify about the second year. And there's another group, the brother Levi and Grinam, that testify about the third year. No two brothers are testifying on the same thing. So the fact that you have three brothers testifying over here is not a problem. It's shalish eduyos. But vehein edus achas lehazam, it's considered one edus in regard to the halacha of hazam. In order to say that these edim are going to have to pay for the field, all four would have to be found edim zaymimim, four being Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Grainan. Other edim would have to come in regard to all four and say, impossible, he was with us in a different place. And if that happens, so the punishment for edim zaymimim is they're going to have to pay for the field because they were lying, trying to take away the field from the real owner. So let's say the field is worth 900. It's going to be divided amongst the four. You know how much Groinim is going to have to pay? Half. 450. Because in each of the Edus, he was 50%. But in regard to Azama, we combine it as one. And the other three brothers, between them, we're going to divide it into three. In other words, we're going to take the 450 that's left, being that Groinim has to pay 450 out of the 900. He pays half. So this 450 left, that's going to be divided into three amongst the other brothers. Okay, quickly chazing over our Mishnah, we learned that it doesn't have to be the same group of Edus that testify that he ate the fruit for 3 years. You can have one group for year one, another group for year two, another group for year three. If it is one group that testified we saw him eat the pears for 3 years, and then it turns out two other Edim come and say, you were with us the entire time, you couldn't have seen that. So they turn into Edim Zaymimim, they have to now pay for the entire field. They were trying to cheat the real owner out of his field by claiming the other person had a chazaka. Now, if the edus were divided, two came the first year, two came the second year, two came the third year, then each is going to pay a third. If you had three brothers and an outsider, in other words, Reuven and Groinim came and said we saw meet the pairs the first year. Shimon and Groinim came and said we saw meet the pairs the second year. Levi and Groinim came and said, we saw meet the pairs the third year. So we say it's okay that they're brothers, because the Maisa each year is a separate Edus. But it's considered one in regard to Azama. They wouldn't be called Edim Zaymim until you're Mazim all four over here, the three brothers plus the outsider, plus Groinim in our Mashal. And the way the payment would go, Groinim would pay for half, because he was always half the testimony. The value of the other half would be divided amongst the three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi.